What is that? What is that? What is that? Bonus content. I was a day late with the pod about the Palace game, so I just watched Liverpool 3, a heavily rotated Liverpool 3, Norwich 0 in the Carabao Cup. Liverpool proceed, send Norwich crashing out. And I'm sitting here like, okay, I watched this game. I watched it. You know, I was expecting a victory. I love the fact that Divock Origi is playing well again. That's a goal and an assist in his last couple of games. That was incredible. But, you know, we're not going to do the usual breakdown since this is going to be a short one. We got to talk about Taki Minamino. When Minamino went to Southampton on loan last year, I'm sitting here thinking, like, man, there were so many times last year where we could use this guy. You know, like, why would we send him to Southampton when he can play center forward, maybe not like a nine, a traditional nine. He can definitely play center forward. He could definitely play where I think he's most effective, and I think where he was today, in a bit of a attacking midfielder, 10-ish type of position, somewhere in the hole. I thought that he was just brilliant. You know, one thing about Taki Minamino is his composure in the box. On the second goal, the first goal was a good instinctive snap finish, you know, which every striker or attacking player, that unpredictability to kind of whip a ball in from a tight angle like that's good, more instinctive. But the second one, he gets the ball, and most strikers are looking, I'm gonna use the term striker interchangeably with attacking midfielder, most attacking players will say, right, attacking players in the box, they're coming at pace, so they want to use their pace to kind of back the defender off, and that's when you see defenders kind of on their heels. For example, think prime Eden Hazard dribbling at you. You're not really, and you're a defender, you're gonna give more. You're gonna kind of back away a little bit just so that you can account for his pace. But Minamino almost leans his body into this forward rolling position with the ball really, really tight to him. And because he has his front leg kind of shielding and leading in, and he's not exactly sprinting, he kind of freezes the defender and the goalkeeper, which, in my opinion, is what you saw today. The second goal, he kind of gives him a fake, freezes him, and they kind of, you know, get broken down. He gives him another fake, and then he rolls it into the empty net. I thought that was just indicative of what Takumi Minamino is about. And he's also a player, you know, shout out to FIFA for confirming this. He's a tough player. You know, he doesn't get moved off the ball very easily. He's definitely a player who, if you give him the ball, he can hold it up for you. You know, he can take care of himself, which was a big question coming into the Premier League. It's like, okay, well, here we have a player, a fairly slight player. You know, he doesn't look like the type to be able to immediately handle the physicality of the Premier League, but I think he did that really, really well. So hopefully this earns him some more playing time. You know, hopefully Jurgen is looking at this saying, hey, that Takumi Minamino guy that we bought, he's okay. He's all right. Because, I mean, 70, 75 minutes, 60 minutes around that time period, that's going to be key to our rotation. Particularly, I wouldn't like to see him played on the wings, though. I think that he's not a winger, or I think we play him centrally. I think centrally we get the best because he's good at the slick kind of 1-2 type of passing in tight spaces, you know, the offensive triangles. He's good at that. He's someone who's able to make a play in a phone booth, you know, so they say. So I thought he was awesome. Kai Gordon, this youngster who everyone was raving about, he is... Maybe it was a masterstroke by Liverpool saying, hey, we don't need transfers. We have plenty of youngsters playing, because he gave me a little bit of Harvey Elliott, composed, electric with the ball. You know, he was 16. I'm sure he's the youngest player on the pitch, but he's threading through balls. He's making runs. You can always tell the mark of a very, very good player. It's they look like they belong at that senior level. You know, you look at him, he's literally a kid. You know, I thought he played really, really well. So that was a huge positive. Kelleher, penalty save. You know, listen, more and more, the more and more I see Kelleher, I'm like, this guy's sharp. He's somebody who could very, very easily fill in as Liverpool's number two. Personally, after the Champions League 2 years ago now, against Atletico at Anfield, what Adrian did, I at that moment, it was pretty much just over for him at Liverpool for me. I think that he's a popular member of the squad, and everybody likes him, so he's not going to leave. And, I mean, he's not the worst third choice, but you literally single-handedly booted us out of the Champions League against Atletico. Those memes are still one of the few things that you can get at Liverpool fans with. So, yeah, I was ready to move on for him and from him after that. But I think Kelleher is good. He definitely has the capability to be Ireland's number one fairly soon, which is a testament because he is, of course, a young man himself. You know, I believe he's 17 or 18. So very, very good from him. Konate was solid. He did what he had to do. Just a great win. You know, great to see Divock Origi in amongst the goals again. His assist from Mo Salah, Champions League. And now he kind of turns it around with another goal, just reminding everybody what he can do. I think his race is run as a Liverpool player. And, you know, Jurgen said that offers had come in from him in the summer. Or, excuse me, not any suitable offers had come in from this in for Divock Origi in the summer, or he might have gone. Maybe Jurgen saying people don't watch enough football. They don't know enough football to see how good of a player he is. Either way, I'm happy to see people get rested and the rotation working. Salah, night off. Virgil, night off. Alisson, night off. Mane, night off. Hendo came on late, but more of a kind of a mopping up job. He didn't do too much. I have to shout out Billy Gilmore. I thought that he was... There's a couple times where he made some incredible through balls. Just incredible touches, like one touch pass, just really slick stuff in the midfield. And you can see why Chelsea fans were really raving over him and rating him as a really, really important prospect for them coming forward. I thought he was really, really good. Great win. We're moving on. We got the Champions League coming soon. The league is coming soon again on the weekend. We just have to keep winning. I think Liverpool are doing, like I said, the last part, Liverpool doing a good job of winning quietly, consistent quality. You know, they're not really doing things that are super flashy. They're not really beating teams 7-0 or anything crazy. But again, you know, you have City dropping points, United almost dropping points. You know, I'm looking at Chelsea and they're looking extremely strong, but so are we, you know, and I'm really, really looking forward to where we can take it. I hope we get to stay in some cups this season, whether it be FA Cup or continuing the Carabao Cup. Personally, the FA Cup's a bigger trophy, so I would obviously like to win that over the League Cup. But either way, it would be great to win a domestic cup. Jurgen doesn't really care about them, we know this, but it would be great to win a domestic cup along with something else, right? Just to give this group of Liverpool players another trophy to add to their already bulging trophy cabinets. Quickly around the league, we're looking at Manchester United getting those late wins, Fergie time that they used to get with Jay Ling's putting his former brethren West Ham to the sword 2-1. You know, you have Chelsea winning. So it's still a really exciting league, and I would love to see us continue in the domestic cups, if for nothing else than to give minutes to people like Gordon, to people like Minamino, to people like Kelleher. Tyler Morton is another one that's like a hipster, up-and-coming, really, really good player. But he looked great in the midfield. Slick, composed, sharp. So maybe Jurgen and the staff saw more talent than was available to us on our end. But with that being said, I'll wrap it up for you good folks. Love you and leave you. This has been Chima from Chima Chats Foot checking in. I just wanted to speak a little bit about the League Cup, how happy I am with the result and how we have to continue pushing on into Europe and domestic competition coming up. Take care of yourself. Take care of one another. You'll never walk alone, Reds. Peace.